Before Jesus became the Son of Mary, he was always and will always be the Son of God. Very important point. Christ's sonship with the Father preceded his sonship with Mary and is what is most important. And that's true for our kids today and for us. You know, when our kids do something well, they get A's in school, they score a hat trick in the soccer game, or something that really makes you proud, you know, what do we say? My son did this, right? My daughter did this. But the moment they come home with the detention, or they misbehave, or they break something after telling them a million times not to do X, Y, or Z, what do we say? That son of yours did this. That daughter of yours, look what she did. Not my kid. If only we could pick and choose, right? When there are children, when there are not. But we often do that unconsciously in our language when we refer to them, their accomplishments or their failures. But we oftentimes lose sight of the fact that before they are your children, they are God's kids, first and foremost. While their becoming God's child and daughter, son and daughter, happened at their baptism, and your physical children prior to at conception, nonetheless, their sonship or daughtership with God precedes and is preeminent over your own. The idea being that these children of yours, God grant that you're able to have them or have had them, are God's gift to you. He loans them to you for a time so that we can return them to God in his time. We see that perfectly in the first book of Samuel today. Hannah and Elkanah, her husband, prayed for years for a son. And she finally conceives and bears the famous Samuel. And it is their only son at that moment. But Hannah is so aware of the fact that her son is God's gift to her, that she and her husband could not conceive without his help for many years, that as soon as the child is weaned, she literally brings him back to the temple and offers him to God and leaves him there to be raised by the priests. It is her firstborn son. Now, thanks be to God, her and her husband had many children thereafter. But at that moment, it was the only child they had. Oftentimes when we have kids, we project our dreams onto them. Maybe we weren't able to be a professional baseball player, but my son will be. Maybe we weren't able to do this, but my daughter will be able to do this or be this. We oftentimes live out vicariously our own dreams that maybe never were fulfilled in and through our children, rather than asking God, Father, this is your gift to me. What is your will for my son? What is your will for my daughter? We all have our desires for them, and it results in our disappointments or our pride and joy. But at the end of the day, do we recognize that they are God's gift to us? And we must ask him first and foremost what he desires for his sons and daughters, which he has entrusted us to raise for a time. Now, rightfully so, as we raise our children, we're concerned with, do they have enough to eat? Do they have proper clothing? Do they have a roof over their head? But oftentimes, especially us men, can be satisfied with that alone. The mentality oftentimes being, but not always, that, well, I'm going to provide for the family, and you, the mother, raise them. But nothing could be further from the experience of Jesus with Joseph, who, as you know, was not his biological father, though he became his father legally and religiously when he named Jesus, giving him his name at the command of Archangel Gabriel on the day that he was presented in the temple. Joseph, in the time of Jesus' upbringing, men and women did not pray together. The men and their sons prayed separately in a different area from the women and their daughters. If the man did not teach his son how to pray, his son would never know how to pray. If the man did not pass on the faith to his child, they would not know God as their father. It was up to the man to be the leader of prayer in the home, the domestic church, as we call it today, thanks to John Paul II. And so, if our children are God's gift to us, and that they belong to God first and foremost, then it is up to us to teach them what matters most. More important than say thank you, say please. More important than learning to eat with silverware rather than their hands. More important than to wash their hands after they go to the bathroom is to learn how to pray, to learn how and who God is as their father, how and who Mary is as their mother. We see this in the gospel today perfectly. Jesus knows Joseph and Mary as his parents, but they raised him so deeply in the faith that he knew above all, even in his humanity, that God is his father first and foremost, before his parents. That's why when Joseph and Mary lose sight of him and cannot find him for 3 days, and they find him in the temple, Jesus very naturally says, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" In a way, Jesus is asserting and affirming, God is my Father first, before you, Joseph, before you, Mary. But you are my parents in this life, and so I will obey you. And the scriptures tell us, even though he is God, he returns to Nazareth, their home, and, quote, was obedient to them. Have we instilled that in our children? Why should we instill in our children the importance that God is their father first? Not just because it's the promise you made when you married in the church, one of three promises the priest asks you before you exchange your vows. Will you bring up your children and raise them in the faith? You have to say, I will. If you don't, the priest cannot marry you. But it's also a promise you made at their baptism. Do you promise to raise your children according to the faith, teaching them the commandments? I do. But also because for the sake of your children's own health and well-being, when, not if, we fail as parents, they will not be crushed and destroyed under the weight of our failures or the failure of a marriage. Because they know that even if my father fails me, even if this marriage falls apart, I am first a son of God. Mary is my mother, and any Catholic church in the world is my home. I will always have a family. When they know this, when they believe this, when they pray this day in and day out because you have instilled it in them, they can weather any storm, whatever comes, even, sadly, our own failures as adults and parents in their lives. Because before Jesus was the son of Mary, he was and always is and will be the son of God. Nothing matters more. Your children are God's gift to you, which you are gifted with the grace and the cross at times of raising them for a time. But as you know, at some point you have to let go and leave them on to live their life as adults. Have we and are we doing enough to remind them that whatever happens in life, never forget, as Jesus knew, that when you're in church, you're in your father's home. Even if your parents divorce, even if your father abandons you, God, your father, will always love you, will always receive you, and his doors will always be open to you. Even if your mother passes away, or your mother abandons you, or your mother shows you coldness or cruelty, the arms of Mary, your mother, always await you with gentleness and affection and compassion and sweetness. Do they know that? Do we know that? Do we believe that? Your kids know whether or not we believe it by how we pray and how we live. And based on that, they will learn from us more by what we do than by what we say. Today is the Feast of the Holy Family. And if we simply just try to imitate them and be perfect, it will feel and seem impossible and overwhelming. But if we instill in our children the gift of prayer, to talk to God as a loving father, to show them how a loving father treats their children, to talk to Mary as a gentle, sweet, tender mother, and behave in that way as mothers ourselves, knowing that she is that way toward us, our children will be set for life. They will live through whatever storms and tribulations come and know that no matter what happens with my parents or my earthly family, we are always in the Father's house when we come to church. Because before Jesus was the son of Mary, he was a son of God. And more than you are the children of your parents, you are God's children first, and Mary's children too.